I just want to say a word or two about what's going on in the world and in our country right now. And I have not been super vocal about it because I don't think you need one more person piping in with an opinion. Instead, I would like to say a prayer for our country. A prayer for the family of George Floyd, and a prayer for everyone who is facing injustice and is working towards a better humanity. And so it'll be a very short prayer. And I don't know, there's people from all over the globe here with different religious persuasions, so just go along with it whether you have a belief in the divine or not. Dear God, please help heal this nation and please help everyone to have a clear head and make the right decisions. God, I pray that my business, my community, my Create Your Course workshop, my website creation workshop, all my courses and all my Facebook groups be a safe haven for people to escape the craziness that's going on and focus in on their creative work. So all of us want to focus in on our creative work. And have divine inspiration come to us and help us. And each of us are on our own path, trying to make the world a better place, creating our courses so that we can help others with the knowledge that we have. So, God, inspire us, and you can replace God with the divine creator, spirit guides, whatever version of God, the word God, that you want to use. So when you hear me say that, just plug in the term that you like to use, your higher power. It's all good. Everything is all good. Please, Spirit, help us to understand that the most important thing that we can do in this world is love each other. And by creating our courses and helping others, we are loving each other. Shalom, namaste, amen. Now, I've been saying those prayers. I just started doing it. I think I started yesterday. And what I've discovered, and I've never done this before in my courses, but what I've discovered is by taking the time to say a prayer has grounded and centered me. And I left out going into details about George Floyd and the horrible thing that happened to him, and I grieve for him and his family. But I'm going to encourage you in your own way to take time to have a moment of silence every day because I find it's helping me tremendously. So, unless I get negative feedback, I think I'm going to try to do this at the beginning of every class. And I see a few people commenting that they do like this. So, if someone feels other, I am all ears. And if you want to private message me or something, you can. But it doesn't matter your religion and it doesn't matter how you feel about a higher power, God, angels, the universe. It's all good. It's all good. Okay, it looks like everybody is on board with that. Yes. It's all good. It's all the same divine source. Okay. So, yes, and one of the things that has been bothering me is that everywhere you turn, people are talking about this, and it's been hard to focus on your creative work. And that's why in our groups, I don't want to talk about what's going on. I want to focus on our creativity because the divine reaches us through the creative process. That is when you are closest to God, is when you are in creation. And you can step outside of my world and step outside of my groups and go enter the destruction that's going on and the meanness and whatever, but I want my community to feel like they can escape that, because I find the more I dive into my work, the better I'm feeling. It gives me a break. And I feel sorry for the folks who are unemployed right now who don't have work because they're just addicted to social media and they're addicted to the news. So let's, get our boots on, roll up our sleeves, and focus on getting our course created.